Texas Tech looks at ways to save the frogs and other amphibians. Hello, everyone. I'm John Davis, and this is Academicast, brought to you by Texas Tech University. In the past 30 years, about 200 amphibian species have vanished, which is a loss of about one species every 2 months. Scientists know that this is happening, but the question is why? Frogs face threats internationally on several fronts, from pollution, disease, habitat loss, climate change, and over-harvesting by the pet and food industries. That's according to Jimena Bernal, Texas Tech Assistant Professor of Biological Sciences. One of the things Bernal is looking at is why cane toads are the exception. She says they're actually thriving in certain parts of the world.
So the cane toads are an amazing species. They're native from South and Central America, but they have invaded a lot of new habitats. So there are invasive species in Hawaii, Florida, Puerto Rico, Australia, and they're doing really well. It's one of those species of anurans that is not declining. And we suspect there are some reasons that could explain this, but I'm mostly interested in understanding how learning could help them. And we haven't really looked in the past at learning in anurans very much, and I think that we have underestimated how smart they are. They are good at exploring, finding new food, and then they remember where it is.
About 700 Texas Tech students, faculty, and staff set a world record during the April Arbor Day celebration on campus for the most people in one place wearing frog masks, according to the World Records Academy. The event, organized by Dr. Bernal's lab, coincided with Save the Frogs Day. Our next Integrated Scholar feature is Dr. Michael San Francisco, who has been a leading researcher in biological sciences and works with Dr. Bernal in amphibian research. Here's Provost Bob Smith with more.
Dr. Michael San Francisco's talents and roles at Texas Tech are seemingly limitless. He is currently serving as Associate Vice President for Research and holds joint professorial positions in Texas Tech's Department of Biological Sciences and the Texas Tech Health Sciences Center's Department of Microbiology and Immunology. Dr. San Francisco also serves in leadership roles in the Center for the Integration of Science and Research and the TTU Howard Hughes Medical Institute Science Education Program. Earlier on, he served as Associate Dean of the Texas Tech Honors College. Dr. San Francisco tries to answer questions pertaining to plant and animal health. More specifically, San Francisco and his team of researchers are trying to find the pathogen or pathogens that have apparently been responsible for a massive decline in amphibians around the world. Once the pathogenic organism or organisms are identified, the goal is to determine how to control spreading and infectivity. Let's listen as Dr. San Francisco explains how he became so interested in this area of scholarship.
I remember in ninth grade, you know, having two major issues. One was having difficulty with physics, and I took it upon myself. I bought a physics problem set book, and I just worked on physics problems until I mastered them, right? So I love physics. And I was always good in geometry and trigonometry, but I did really well and naturally well in the biological sciences in school. So that came naturally to me. But when I went to college, I was really not interested in attending class, and so that was not a priority issue for me. I took all my exams and stuff, and I didn't find professors particularly intriguing, interesting. Fortunately, I did attend one course taught by a professor in microbiology, and he was talking about those microbes that interact with the roots of plants, and they help convert atmospheric nitrogen, which is 76% of the air we breathe, into a usable form, which we need. That, to me, was something that triggered me. And so I went to him, and I asked him about it, and he said, come to the lab. So I still didn't go to class. I was now in the lab doing research. And that's how I got involved in research, in biological research.
It's clear that Dr. San Francisco has a passion for research and helping others, including students from all levels and other faculty. Overall, he wants to spread his own passion for research among others. As part of his efforts to promote research, Dr. San Francisco directs the Clark Scholars Program, a program that offers opportunities for high school juniors and seniors to conduct research with faculty mentors during the summer. He has been working with this program since its inception and has been pleased to watch it grow over the past 19 summers.
It's grown now from 40 applicants annually from a national pool to about 180 or so from an international pool. We typically get the top 1% of students in the nation who apply. So they're awesome, and it's a fabulous opportunity. We only pick 12 kids. These kids are amazing. You can ask our faculty. They say that they're oftentimes better than the graduate students in their thought processes. They spend 7 weeks and they can produce incredible work.
Dr. San Francisco is also a devoted teacher. He has taught a variety of courses in the biological sciences and in the Honors College. He says he uses a unique approach to help students in his upper-level biology courses to help them understand difficult topics.
The bottom line is trying to understand how or what makes a microbe tick, what turns them on. I've stopped teaching from a textbook. I teach through a deconstructive process. So what I do is I give them a high-level publication at the front end of the class, and then we basically take it apart. So it's like giving you a car and then say, let's take it apart to understand the internal combustion engine, to understand mechanics, to understand all of those kinds of things, ergonomics. And so that's what we do with the microbial cell. I give them a complex paper and then we'll deconstruct it over the course of the semester.
To master all three areas of an integrated scholar, research, teaching, and outreach, Dr. San Francisco believes that finding your own passion as a scholar is the most important.
I'd say there's no cookie-cutter type answer to that. Everybody has to make themselves fit into the system. Nobody came to me and said, hey, Michael, do this, do this, do this, and you'll be an integrated scholar, right? You just do what's important to you. You try and do it well. You try and make yourself available to the people. So in my own life, you know, I coached the women's soccer club team for 10 years. I was faculty rep for about 5 different student organizations because it's just important. It's good stuff to do. So I just tell everybody, find your own place, do it well.
Dr. Michael San Francisco has a record of achievement that places him high among Texas Tech's integrated scholars. We would like to thank Dr. San Francisco for all of his scholarly work at our university. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. Texas Tech's chapter of Sigma Xi, the International Scientific Research Honor Society based in science and engineering disciplines, is increasing its efforts to promote growth and recruit new members. Current Texas Tech Sigma Xi president, Dr. Kishore Mehta, says that the renewed efforts are a way to increase interactions and dialogue among faculty to enhance quality transdisciplinary research.
The key about Sigma Xi that it encompasses all discipline, and it is important for researchers in the years to come to be involved in more than one discipline. That is just the nature of it. So this organization will help us to bring people together every month and be able to understand what other disciplines are doing. And as the time go on over the next 2 or 3 years, I can see some collaboration between the discipline will occur on the campus.
All faculty researchers can join Sigma Xi, as well as graduate and undergraduate students currently pursuing research or those who plan to pursue research. Until next time, I'm John Davis for Academicast.